Hi, this is Chris Pels, and in this video we're going to learn how to send an email in ASP.NET that contains an embedded image. So let's get started. We'll create a little sample website where we'll send our email. Now I'm going to create a website here and it'll be in Visual Basic. However, when you download the sample source code that comes with the video, you'll also get the sample in C#. Now, the first thing we need to do is to go into the web.config file and configure our website to send email. To do that, we need to add an element called system.net. And inside system.net, there's a mail settings element. Inside there, we have an SMTP element. And inside that, we have a network element. Now, for the network element, we have a few attributes that we need to define. And the main one that we need is to specify the host address. Now, this will be the host that will send the outbound email via SMTP. And I'm going to put in my local host here because we'll be sending the emails from my local machine during the video. And you'll need to go into this web.config file when you get the sample code and change the host to be the host that you would have locally. So I'll just put mine in here. And then there's also a couple other attributes that you may need to specify. They're down here. You can see one is username, password, in case you have to authenticate your outbound email, and you may also have to specify the port. Here in our sample, we're not going to have to use those attributes, so we're all done making our additions to the web.config file. Let me just save this, and we'll close the web.config, and now we're ready to get started in setting up the code to send the email and embed the image. So the first thing I'm going to do here is we're going to create a quick little form on our default ASPX page that will allow us to enter like the from address, the to address, subject, body of the email, and select the image file that we want to embed in the email. So let me just go in here and we'll quickly add a few elements. So the first will just be from, put a text box, and we'll call it txt from, run it equals server. And then actually what we're going to do, we'll just copy and paste a few things here, save a little time. And we need a to, so we'll just call this txt2. We need a subject, we'll get that ID. And then we need body. And in the body, let's just go down into the text mode property. We'll make it multi-line. Rows, let's just give it half a dozen rows. And columns, let's just give it like 60 columns. So there we have a basic form set up for entering some of the information. We also need a button here to initiate the post back, and then in the code behind is where we'll put the code to actually take this information from the form, create the email, and embed the image. So we'll just put another paragraph tag, and in here we need a button, and we'll just call it button send email, and we'll just call this send email. Now we're almost done with our form. There's one more thing that we need, and we want to embed an image in our email. So to do that, let's let this form have a little file upload control. So the file that we want to be uploaded, or I should say embedded as an image, can be selected. So we'll just add a file upload control, add a few attributes, and we should be all set with that. And let's finish off the file upload. Let's just set the width attribute so that there's a reasonable width to the control so we can see the path of the file that we're uploading. Okay, that looks pretty good. Let's go over to the design mode, and what I want to do is add an event handler for a button click in the code behind. Now we're ready to create the email message and embed the image. Now the first thing I'm going to do here in our code behind for the button click event handler is a little test to make sure that a file has been selected in our file upload control so that we have an image which we can embed in the email. So I'll go to that file upload control and we'll go to the has file property. You can see from the little tooltip here on the screen that that is a property which indicates whether or not the file upload control contains a file. So we use that, create a little if statement, and then the first thing we want to do is to create an instance of the mail message class. That's the main class that we'll be using to specify all the content of the email, the from address, the to address, etc. So we'll dimension a local variable, we'll call it mail message after the class name. Now I'll do the fully qualified namespace, so you have that in the sample code, so it's a little more self-explanatory. So it's system.net.mail.mailMessage. And once we have an instance of that class, so let's just say new system.net.mail.mailMessage. So there we should be all set. Now let me just back up here and show you. There's a couple overrides to the constructor. We're just going to create an empty instance of the mail message. You can specify the from and to address as well as the subject and the body in there, and also you can specify the from and to addresses as instances of the mail address class. So in case you haven't worked with this class, just wanted to point out a few overrides for the constructor. So once we have the instance of our class, we want to set up the from address, you know, who is sending this email. Now we have a text box on our form, so we'll just grab it from there. So we'll take our mail message object instance and we'll go to the from property and we're going to set that equal to, and what we need to do here is create an instance of the mail address class and put the actual address inside of that instance. So we'll just say new, and again we'll go system.net.mail, and in this case we want an instance of the mail address class, and we'll see there's a several constructor overrides for this. The address as a string, which is what we're going to do. So let's just go right in here and we'll go to our from text box. We'll take the text out of that and we'll just trim it so that we don't get any extra space. So that sets up the email address for who is sending the email. Let's go in here and do something very similar for who we're sending the email to. Now in this case we only are allowing one email address to be put in that text box, just keeping it simple here in the video sample, and you'll see that the to property of the mail message is actually a collection, so you can send the email to multiple people. So we'll, rather than just assigning as we did with the from, we're going to use the add method, and here we're going to put in the address as a string, just a little bit different approach. You'll see the other constructor override, if I may just back up there, is we could put in an instance of the mail address class. So let's just do it as a string. So we'll take the to text box, we'll take the text, we'll trim that, and that adds the person we're going to send the email to. The next thing we'll set up is we'll go down to the mail message instance and let's take the subject, and the subject we're just going to directly take the contents of the text box, trim it again as well. So now we have those basic pieces set up, and now what we need to do is to set up the body of the email and see how we embed the image inside the body of that email. So now we need to do is specify the body for our email message. And if you used the mail message class before, you might have done this. Use the body property where you can specify the body purely as a string. But in our case, because we want to embed the image, we need to use what are called alternate views. And as the name implies, alternate views allow you to have different views of your email message. We're going to set up one that's a plain text view, and that will be received by recipients who only have the ability to get text-based email. And the second view we'll set up will be an HTML view of the email, and only in that second HTML view will we embed our image. And then everybody who can receive an HTML version of the email will get that HTML version with our embedded image. So let's do that. First, we need to dimension two different views, one for plain text, one for HTML. And those are instances of the alternate view class. And we use a method called createAlternateViewFromString. And that has three constructor overrides. First is where you specify the content as a string, content encoding and media type, and content type. We're going to use the second override. And so the content for the body, or the view in this case, will come from that text box we have on our form. And we'll just trim that out. We're not going to specify an encoding type, so we'll just put nothing. And then our media type is going to be text/plain. So there we have our first view. Now we need to create an HTML view. And we're going to set that equal to, and use the method again. And this time, we're also going to take that body text. And however, now we need to get a placeholder inside the body text that represents the location of our image. And for this demo, what we're just going to do is append that right here on the end of the body text from our form. So we'll literally put an image tag, and we need to set the source, and we'll put what's called CID, which stands for Content ID, and you'll see how this is going to map to the image file in just a moment. And now we need a name for our Content ID. We'll just call it HDI Image. And then we'll close out that image tag. And just, there we go. Now, no encoding. And this time our media type will be text/HTML. So now we have our two views, and we need to get the image inside our HTML view, and we do that with what's called a linked resource. So another local variable, we'll call it image resource. It's also in the mail namespace, and it's called a linked resource. And actually, what we need to do is we'll just go new, linked resource, and there's a number of overrides here. We're going to specify the file name as a string, and we're going to get that from our image file, or rather we call it file image, and we'll go to the posted file property, and we'll take the file name, and that's going to give us the complete path of the file. Now, alternatively, what you could do to make this a little more sophisticated when you get the sample code is you could actually move the file from the local computer up to the browser, write it to a directory in the website, and then get that path if you wanted. But in this case, we're just going to take the fully qualified path of our image file down on the local development machine here. So now we have our image resource, and we need to specify the content ID, and we're going to set that equal to what we put up in the HTML linked, or rather HTML view. And let me just go over here, and I want to copy that literally so we don't make any mistakes. and we'll paste that in as our content ID. Now once we have the content ID, we need to add the resource to our HTML view. So we'll take our HTML view and we'll go to the collection of linked resources and we'll add our image resource. So now we have the image inside of our HTML view and we have to add our two views to our mail message. So we'll go to that instance and we'll go to the alternate views collection and we'll add first the plain text view. Then we'll go in and add the HTML view. And now we're almost ready to send our email message. We need an instance of the SMTP client, so we'll dimension SMTP client as our variable name. New system. And we have three overrides for the SMTP client. We can specify nothing, and that's what we're going to use. And what's going to happen there is it's then going to read the SMTP configuration information from our web.config file that we set up in the beginning of the video. The alternative is you can specify the host directly and host and port. So once we have the instance of our SMTP client class, we'll use the send method on it. And rather than using the first constructor override where we specify everything literally, we will use the second one where we put the instance of our mail message class. So there we go. We should be all set to send and test out our email message. All right, let's send a test email. We'll do it in debug mode. I'll put a breakpoint on line 7. We'll open up the web page with our form. Let me enter some information. I'm going to use my own email address so we can actually look at the real email. And we'll call this HEI test image email. And we'll say this email has an embedded image. Select an image. We'll just take one of these small sample images. Click send. We're into our code behind. We'll step through the various parts. It's creating the message, adding the subject and the other information. As you can see there, we'll create the views, add the image to the HTML view, add the two views to the mail message, and then we'll send our email. We'll let it go from there. So the email's all sent, and now we can actually take a look at the inbound email over in Outlook. So we'll go to Outlook and take a look at the inbound email message. There's the test email that we sent that has the embedded image. So now what I'm going to do is go up to the options here in Outlook, and we'll go into email, and I'm going to read all standard mail in plain text. And what that's going to do is we should get the other version of the email the next time we send it. So we'll go back over here, and we'll fire up the website again. Let me type in a little info for our outbound email. And again, I'll just send it to myself. And we'll put text email. And we'll put this is a text-based email. And we'll try to attach a different image this time. And it should be sent out, but since we're only receiving the only recipient of this email, we're text-based, we shouldn't get that. We'll click send email. And we'll go back over. It's stopped on our breakpoint. We'll just let it run through. So that email's been sent. Now we'll go back over to Outlook and see if we get that second email inbound. Back over to Outlook, and here we have a second message that has come in, and you can see that based upon the subject and the body that this came as the plain text view. So with this approach, you get two versions of the email. And you saw originally the embedded image in the first HTML version. Now we've seen the text-based version of it. So you should have a good base here to use the sample source code to implement embedding the images in email in your own ASP.NET website. I encourage you to download the sample source code. It's available in Visual Basic, which we used here in the video, as well as in C Sharp. This is Chris Bells. Thanks for watching this video on how to embed images in an email in ASP.NET. Thank you.